Good afternoon, I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. This session, Tennessee lawmakers passed another round of bills aimed at legislating the state's LGBTQ community. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports that advocates have decried measures to track transgender patients and send trans women to male prisons.
Republicans say the data they collect on people seeking gender-affirming services wouldn't include names, locations, or any other identifying information. But transgender activist Darren Johnson worries that a detailed list would still exist somewhere because of how it's reported to the health department.
We're making lists of folks. We've got history lessons, hopefully, that we've all learned about what happens when lists of folks start being made.
Another bill would require schools, prisons, and shelters to only recognize a person's sex at birth in gendered spaces. That means transgender women would be placed in male prisons, or trans boys would be required to use the girls' locker room. The law is named after Riley Gaines, a former swimmer and conservative activist who became a proponent of keeping trans women out of women's sports after she tied for fifth with a trans swimmer. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
The largest publicly traded company in Nashville is laying off workers. HCA confirmed to the Nashville Business Journal that it's letting go of, quote, a small portion of its U.S.-based workforce. However, two sources tell the publication that the cuts were significant. The total number of layoffs is not yet publicly available. HCA says the layoffs do not affect workers who provide direct patient care. The healthcare giant employs 300,000 workers across the country. At the same time, the company has been hiring non-nursing staff in India. A press release last year said the company planned to hire 3,000 workers in Hyderabad to handle IT, HR, logistics, and accounting. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.